Jim, this is your announcer, Tiny Ruffner, down here on Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood, California, to give you a first-hand eye-by-ear description of a premier parade that'll go down in history. The parade of Walt Disney's famous characters to the brand-new Mickey Mouse Theater of the Air. Yes, sir, tonight's Mickey's radio premiere. Look, here he comes now. How cool and confident he looks as he struts before the band, twirling his drum major baton. He seems so nonchalant, so calm. Come on, Mickey. Say something to the ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, folks. Boy, am I nervous. Well, see you later. I gotta leave my band now.
Wait, Mickey. This is your big premiere. Can't you say something besides, boy, am I nervous?
Yeah. Boy, am I scared.
Now, to the many friends who wait for him, we present Just Plain Bill, Barber of Hartville, the story of a man who might be living right next door to you, the real-life story of people just like people we all know.
Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
And the shower of silver dollars from Popsicle Pete's money box.
Buck Rogers, who was held in suspended animation for 500 years and is now adventuring in the amazing world of the 25th century. By turning a little dial to project us ahead in time, we're able to be right with Buck and his friends in the wonderful world of the future. A world that sees a lot of our scientific and mechanical dreams come true. You know, there's nothing supernatural or mystic about Buck. He's just an ordinary, normal human being who keeps his wits about him.